Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hot and humid this afternoon. Take it easy if you're going to be outside. We expect heat index values up to 103. The mayor of Dallas declares today George Floyd Remembrance Day. And as KRLD's Alan Skaya, the mayor led a prayer service this morning outside City Hall.
Mayor Eric Johnson, Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, and preachers from different faiths spoke leading up to 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence to honor the life of George Floyd.
Say his name! Say his name!
People started chanting afterward. Inspiring Body of Christ pastor Ricky Rush says that period of silence made him uncomfortable, and that was the point.
All the emotions that we can say, anger, fear, frustration, we have now been made to feel uncomfortable. And when we feel uncomfortable, we do things to make us comfortable.
Johnson said protests have taken place across the country.
But I will tell you this, as the mayor of this great city, I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad it's happening.
He says these protests are long overdue, and he says the focus now needs to be on a sustained push for reform. Outside Dallas City Hall, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Thousands turn out to pray for equality on the steps of the Collin County Courthouse in McKinney. Several different local pastors took to the pulpit saying racism is a sin issue and that change can only happen when wrongs are recognized. Kareem Simmons brought his young sons from North Dallas. He tells our partners at NBC5 he prays they see change in their lifetime.
It doesn't show any efforts being forth right now, but like I told them, in order for laws to change, we have to be in a position to change laws.
People of all different races and denominations attended that event, which was organized in just 3 days by about a dozen different churches. In Mansfield, students will be protesting today. The Black Student Association of Mansfield High planning a peaceful protest starting at 2 o'clock. Students plan to meet at Mansfield High School and will march to City Hall. Some city leaders plan to march with the students, and Mansfield Police will provide an escort. A controversial statue on the Denton Square once again coming under fire. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The Confederate Memorial on the lawn of the Denton Courthouse has drawn a lot of attention over the years, much of it negative. Originally dedicated over a century ago, the memorial is carved with the words, "Our Confederate Soldiers." It also has two separate drinking fountains. In 2004, Denton County placed an interpretive plaque next to the memorial saying all men are created equal, but the statue still hasn't set well with everyone in Denton. Over the years, there have been several petitions to remove the memorial. A new petition just came out. And in just a few days, it's garnered nearly 13,000 signatures. In Denton County, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
After more than a week of demonstrations across the country and here in North Texas, a benefit concert is in the works. More from KRLD's Susie Solis.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra, Dallas Black Theater, and Project Unity will present a public concert to honor those who have lost their lives to racial violence and injustice, including George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and Botham Jean. The concert will feature musical and dance performances and remarks from prominent Dallas leaders. The event will benefit Project Unity, which has programs to help heal race relationships between law enforcement and Dallas citizens. The concert is set for November 11th. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Other top stories today, the May jobs report, much better than expected. Unemployment fell to 13.3% in May, and 2.5 million jobs were added. SMU economist Mike Davis says, as we look ahead to the fall,
one scenario is that we go back in the fall and we don't see an uptick in the virus, and we go into the winter and it's Christmas and it won't be great, but it'll be okay. But then, you know, the other scenario is we have a big uptick in the virus in wherever it's going to be, fall, winter, and no vaccination, no treatment, and then we got to lock down again.
The latest figure, the largest monthly gain in new jobs in the U.S. since the Bureau of Labor Statistics started tracking the data in 1939. Nearly two dozen murder and capital murder indictments have been returned in a single day by a Dallas County grand jury. Former prosecutor Toby Shook says the law makes no exceptions for pandemics, and the accused are allowed out of jail if their case is not presented to a grand jury within 90 days.
You got to have grand jurors operating, because otherwise you're going to have people in jail without people making decisions on whether there's probable cause to proceed.
The courts have made special arrangements for the grand jurors to use a much bigger room to practice social distancing. The Supreme Court of Texas today slammed the door on former Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo's lawsuit over a fantasy football business. KRLD's LP Phillips with more on a gamble that lost.
Without comment, the Supreme Court declined to hear Tony Romo's appeal over his failed effort to hold a fantasy football convention in Las Vegas 5 years ago. Romo had signed or had verbal commitments from nearly 100 NFL players to show up at a conference room at the Venetian Hotel and hold the convention. But the NFL put up a chop block, saying by merely holding the convention at a hotel affiliated with a casino, the players would be violating the league's gambling regulations. A judge agreed, and the courts have upheld the NFL every step of the way. An attorney for the NFL today said the ruling closes out any chance Romo can resurrect the suit. Romo's attorney has not replied. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Stay connected throughout the day and over the weekend with News Radio 1080 KRLD. Catch up with the latest stories at KRLD.com. And remember, you can listen to KRLD anytime in the Radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the Radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.